Welcome back to Katie's Corner on Sporty 1240 AM NBC Sports Radio.
Welcome back to Katie's Corner here on Sporty 1240 NBC Sports Radio, also streaming live online at sporty1240.com. I am one to assume, because the game is on TV tomorrow for Siena Women, Mike Demos will move from the radio side to the TV side, and I just learned that also means that former Sage Women's Basketball coach and current Hartwick Women's Basketball coach Jackie Kraft is going to be kind enough to share her time with us in the Albany area once again. She's going to be in town tomorrow as the color commentator alongside Mike Demos. So, yeah, that's that. Speaking of Sage, last night was one of those fulfilling moments. It's rare that you're able to sit down with, whether it be an athlete, a coach, it doesn't matter. Celebrity, it doesn't matter. Yeah, whether it be TV or radio, it doesn't matter. It's extremely rare to sit down for an interview and A, have it go so smooth. B, know within like 2 minutes that it's not only good, it's damn good, it's special, and it's different. This is different from what you usually hear. You usually hear the same canned questions over and over again from this guy who talks like this down at Albany. That didn't happen last night. There were some usual canned questions in there, but there was something different about it. You'll understand what I mean. So here's a listen. Again, it's long because it's damn good. Here it is, Megan Bowman, senior women's basketball point guard for Sage.
Let's go back 4 years. That seems like a long time with all the stuff that's been going on at Sage. But let's go back 4 years. Senior year of high school. How did you learn about Sage recruiting you, and why ultimately did you decide to leave the very, very, very northern part of New York to come down to Albany?
Coach Perry was looking at a girl, of course he was, from my area, and he happened to run into me at the game, asked me where I was looking. You don't get much action up that north, so I didn't have a lot of options. I was looking at St. Mike's and a couple other schools, and he gave my contact to Coach Kraft, and we talked for a lot of the year, and she hadn't seen me play, and then she came up for a big game. We won by two, and then after that, it was just, I loved her, and I was definitely coming to Sage.
You're leading right into the obvious topic to discuss, which would be your now former coach, Jackie Kraft. The way I would always describe it behind the scenes to coach is like, it was almost like you two were sisters. Like, you could fight like dogs.
She's way too old to be my sister.
Oh, all right. But you two could fight like dogs, even in the middle of a timeout. Not even a timeout. Somebody could be shooting free throws, and you're standing near her, and you guys could be having a little exchange, or just her yelling and you not listening. And then 30 seconds later, oh, all's good in the world. Like, was that the dynamic you two had for all that time?
I just think it was definitely my first 2 years. It was a lot more than last year, my junior year. And I think that was just a combination of, she was a coach who you knew exactly what she wanted, and I was the type of player where I didn't want it that way. I was going to tell you and probably not listen. But at the same time, I respected her so much, so it only took me about 30 seconds to be like, okay, Megan, apologize, listen, and move on. In high school, I might not have done that as much, but the respect I had for her, it definitely only took about 30 seconds. And then last year, I think I did a lot of growing up, and it was a lot more, a little less fighting.
Now, before we get into the class you came in with, let's just talk a little bit about the transition from the high school game to college.
Okay.
What kind of a learning curve was there for you coming out of where you played in high school to coming down to playing D3 ball in college?
It's like riding a bike with training wheels and then taking the training wheels off and falling 1,000 times. It was night and day. The biggest thing was just the size of people. Obviously, I'm not that big, but in college, they were even bigger, so I had to learn. I feel like I had to learn everything all over.
5'4".
Five, four and a half.
Yeah. Should I say that from now on in the introductions?
Yes, please.
5, 4 and a half? Okay.
My dad gets high on himself. Write he that gave down. Me that half inch.
5, 4 and a half. Written down. I'll remember that for Mount St. Vincent. So you come into town, freshman year, and the recruiting class, or at least the class that's still remaining here at Sage, Amy Jefferson, Leah McLean, Carly Hurt, and Krista Vanacore. We'll save Krista as a separate question, because she's a topic all in herself.
Yeah, she's a whole other interview by herself.
But as far as Amy, Leah, and Carly are concerned, how well did you guys gel and get along at the start, and how have those relationships developed over the few years?
Amy was actually the only one who started off, well, Krista as well, but the only ones who started off my freshman year with me. So with both Amy and Krista, it's been close. I met them actually the first hour I was on campus. Coach Kraft introduced us, and I was roommates with Amy and best friends with Krista, and it's been that same way ever since. And then Leah came sophomore year, thought it was the big shot, and then all of a sudden there's another point guard transfer from Division II, and we fought a lot. And then junior year, we both had a ton of respect for each other, and it completely changed, and she's one of my really good friends now and an awesome teammate to have. And adding Carly last year was a great addition.
This is Katie's Corner on Sporty 1240 NBC Sports Radio, also streaming live online at sporty1240.com. I'm Brian. Katie, joined by Sage Women's Basketball senior point guard Megan Bowman. And you mentioned Leah coming into the fold your sophomore year. Obviously, things are different now. But all in all, do you think that the competition that you two had your sophomore year, A, helped build your relationship stronger off the court, and B, helped make you that much better of a player?
I didn't know at the time, but absolutely. I really believe that my best competition was every day in practice. She challenged me, and I challenged her, and it was great. And then you learn a lot having to really hate someone when you're on the court and then step off and joke with them. It really, yeah, I think it makes all the difference.
And I'm still avoiding Krista Vanacore for a second because we were talking before the interview, and you mentioned Sarah Tarone is actually graduating early, so she, technically speaking, I guess, fits into this senior class mold in that manner. Talk about her real quick because, you know, she went through a lot of stuff going last year in her personal life.
Yeah.
Talk about her and what being on this team you think has meant for her and how she has fit into the mold with Sage.
Sarah Tarone is the piece, the kind of player every coach wants. She's, how tall is she?
5'8".
5'8", maybe. She's the toughest person in the league. Certainly on our team, she's the strongest girl I've ever met. And outside of the court, smartest girl in the school, smartest girl in the league. She's just a great, great kid and a great family.
Now I get into the one teammate that I've been
Krista
pushing
Vanacore,
off.
Let's go.
Krista Vanacore. I've been trying to find a word for a year and a half to describe the interactions between you and her. And this is both on and off the court. And the only word I can really think of is unique, special, something in that realm. You talked about being best friends pretty much since the day you stepped on campus. Was it just one of those things where two peas in a pod right away and just it went from there? We're talking about like, you know, it's just interesting to sit back and watch the two of you engage each other on and off the court.
She's my I don't know how to explain it. We've only known each other for 4 years, but she's my absolute best friend, the best teammate I've ever played with. She can be having the worst game of her life, and I'll hit a shot, and she's the first one jumping up. I just think that just credits so much to her character that, I don't know, she's great, builds me up all the time. I can yell at her on the court because I'm mad I missed a layup, and she knows just to look at me and whisper something under her breath but smile at the same time. It's just, she's a perfect teammate, perfect friend.
Now, something else I've noticed as well, and you mentioned the one you scored first one jump off the bench. Notice that she's like the cog in the wheel when she's on the bench, in that whenever anything's happening, offense, she's the one that's jumping up and giving all the high fives to the rest of the players. If guys are on defense, she's the one that's really providing that energy you know, with the go defense chance or whatever it may be. Is she, would you consider her like the energy of the team as far as on the bench or just overall as well?
Without a doubt, everything. Don't get me wrong, I love her on the court. I love playing with her. But there's times where I'm like, I look at the bench, I'm like, guys, why are you so quiet? And I just scan the bench and Krista's not there. And I know, oh, that's why the bench is quiet, because Krista's not there. Really, she just, when you're around her, it's contagious. You just get excited because you see this girl jumping up and down going crazy because someone hit a layup and random part of the game, and she's going crazy.
I believe that'd be called a type A personality.
Yes, without a doubt.
Just a little bit. One other player who was actually no longer with the team because they've graduated and moved on to bigger and better things, something called UAlbany Graduate School, graduate assistant. Martin. Yes, Chelsea Martin. Sophomore when you were a freshman. Talk about what she meant to the team for your 3 years playing with her, especially last season as you guys went on that run to win the Skyline Conference title.
Yeah, I think she had a huge, her role in the team had a huge part of the success we had. Chelsea's one of those people that you just want to do good for, and she just would do anything for anyone, and winning for her was what everyone wanted at the end, and without her, her leadership, her everything, she's great.
And I noticed that a lot of the times when you would look back and see comments from different interviews or whatever it may be regarding that run you guys had, mm-hmm. a lot of the talk was about doing it for Chelsea.
Mm-hmm.
Were there any other motivating factors? I mean, obviously every team wants to win a conference championship right. and make the NCAA tournament, and that's all well and good. Were there any other motivating factors during the season that led you to really want to get it done last season?
There was a couple things. There was the whole thing surrounding Sarah Torrey's family, and I know her sister and her family were always in the back of our minds. And I always remember the speech Coach Kraft gave us about we're blessed to be able to play basketball, and I know that stuck in a lot of our minds the whole season. And also, just Sage in general. When you hear Sage, there's not a lot of respect or anything like that, and I thought for my freshman year we always had a lot of good talent, we never did anything with it. It was kind of just a collective agreement to start doing things for Sage, that it was time to put Sage on the map. And I, before every game, it's like, all right, it's our time now. And that was kind of, I don't know, that was definitely in the back of my mind.
So you guys went through your junior season
mm-hmm.
last year. You go through and, you know, had some struggles, had a lot of success, and then you get to the Skyline Conference Tournament. You're the number 3 seed. Purchase and Farmingdale State had done a lot of great work in their seasons. And it was a matter of needed just the right combination of skill and luck.
Mm-hmm.
You guys go out and you win your semifinal game on the road.
Yep.
And then College of Mount St. Vincent goes out to Farmingdale State and they win that game on the road to give you the home game for the championship game. How crazy was the reaction by your team when you found out Mount St. Vincent won after you guys had already won, knowing that meant you guys getting to host the championship game?
So we beat Purchase, and we're happy as can be. And we all rush into the locker room, and we beg Coach not to leave because Mount St. Vincent's winning, and we can't do anything to change that. We're all huddling around a little cell phone, cheering for Mount St. Vincent, which is crazy thinking about now. But I think we were more excited at that moment, knowing we were going to host the championship, than after we won the championship. It was like all faith was restored, and that moment, we collectively were like, we're going to win. We're going to win. We're hosting. We're not going to show up. We're going to win.